Blog Talk Radio.
Creator of all life. Let your word come into our hearts. Give us your blessing on all we experience in life, and all we ask of you is we stand before you. We are weak and poor. We achieve nothing, and our hearts are weary. But you can strengthen us. You can make everything come right to reveal your kingdom throughout the world. And all the people of our time may come to know that your will for this earth is not distress and suffering, but your goodness, your life, and your eternity. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, well, cousin, I've been dealing with cancer. I know you don't know that, that you haven't been tuning in. I had an appointment today with at the VA hospital, and it was a pre-surgery appointment. I have to go back in for a second surgery on my bladder, August 4th. I don't know the time yet. They'll call me the day before. Oh, you didn't know what? I didn't know you knew. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you're all right. Like I said, call in and let's play some music. Hold on, what's going on here? Why ain't the music playing? Oh, well, I don't know. Okay, we can skip the music. Okay, we can get into anybody want to call in, if you do, okay? Okay, call in the area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key and you can come on the air. Amen. Alrighty. Okay, well, let's into tonight's message. It's titled, God Encourages Us. There's no better Father than the Creator God. He has formed us. He knows us. He provides for us. He loves us unconditionally, and he longs for a real life-giving relationship with us. He runs out to meet us in our sin. Excuse me. He closes us on a new identity and restores us to the abundant life he's always planned for us. So as we spend time looking at the Father's heart of God, may a fresh revelation of his love for you guide you to the greater depths and of a relationship with your Heavenly Father. Our God is a great encourager. He takes the weak and makes them strong. He takes the hopeless and transforms them into beacons of eternal salvation. He takes the broken and heals them with his love. And he takes the fearful and fills them with powerful courage from on high. You see, our Heavenly Father longs to fill you with the courage today. He longs to encourage you to accomplish the incredible calling for which you are created. As we look today at the powerful Son of God's encouragement, may your heart be filled with a longing and passion to seek out the eternity of God's perfect plans for you. Judges chapter 6, verses 12 to 18 says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, and he said to him, the Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, please, sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all those wonderful deeds our Father recounted to us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of my Midian. And the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you? And they said to him, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is weakest, and I'm Uzziah, and I am the least of my father's house. And the Lord said to him, but I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man. And he said to him, if now I have found favor in your eyes, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. Please do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you. And he said, I will stay till you return. So God calls Gideon a mighty man of valor. And prior to any mighty actions Gideon had done, his command to Gideon to go out in might to which he was called and accomplish the very work for which he was created. And when Gideon responds by asking God for a sign, God obliges him and remains with grace and mercy. So God is calling you to a life of eternal significance. He's calling you to a life that matters. There is no weak tool in the hands of God, and there is no small calling in his perfect plans. You see, you were created to live a life that changes the world. You were created for a destiny that draws the lost back to the fold of our Heavenly Father. But to accomplish the life to which you are called, you will need courage. You will need time spent in God's presence, being filled with his encouragement. So God is calling you a mighty man or a woman of valor. He's speaking courage over you. He is near to you, ready and able to empower you. So take time in guided prayer to hear the voice of your Heavenly Father. Allow his spirit to speak to your spirit. Allow him to encourage you in his love and follow his voice in faith that you might be used in a greater way than you could ever imagine. Meditate on God's desire to encourage you. Allow scripture to fill you with the truth about the life God intends for you. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness in his marvelous light. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you future and hope. So where do you need courage to pursue the life which God has called you? What is God calling you today that seems impossible? What has God spoken over you in the past that fear has crippled you from pursuing? Allow God to fill you with courage. Open your heart to him and ask him to empower you and fill you with his love. Rest in his nearness. Allow scripture to fill you with faith to pursue the fullness whatever God asks you to do. Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Ephesians chapter verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. So don't settle for a life of mediocrity. Okay, today, God has a plan and purpose for everything you do. He longs to turn your relationship, jobs, finances, and passions into good works of eternal significance. His calling will satisfy your heart like nothing else. And the empowerment of his for his plans will transform you into a passionate, effective, and a loving man or woman of valor. So may you pursue wholeheartedly the life to which you have been called by your loving Heavenly Father. I highly suggest you read 1 Peter chapter 2. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be a perfect Lord and Savior, okay, it's okay. You got a chance to do so tonight. Okay, and all you have to do is just ask him in your life. And you can do this by saying this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, all right. I'm going to play a song here, okay? righty. Well, let's play some more here.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know. That's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me. My king will fight. Wanted by a landslide. 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 Hallelujah to the flex, my, my. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Do you to the flex, my. Do you to the flex, my. Do you to the flu, you to the flu, you to the flex, my, my. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. Wanted by a landslide. Wanted by a. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. My. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Yeah. Coming for my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me. I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, God got the destiny, I see no enemy.
Yeah. pushing mama a little way, high neighbor, no gas money. I just bought a car, cash money. I ain't even trying to brag on it. I just tell her how it really is. I ain't tripping, ain't feeling this. I ain't saying I deserve nothing. I'm just trying to talk about the benefits. I've been punching in the clock, trying to keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing because we ain't never had a lot. But all we need is all we got.
Whew. If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next. I've been down before to cover body stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings.
I ain't saying I deserve nothing, I'm just trying to talk about the benefits. I've been punching in the clock, trying to keep the kitchen stock. Man, it's a blessing cause we ain't never had a lot. But all we need is all we got. Whew.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next. I've been down before to cover body stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Girl in a brand new diamond necklace. She said she need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss. Baby, please catch her. Dolly, you a boss. Let's do something special.
Take me on a PJ.
I need
Nobody's pressed the one key as of yet. Well, press the one key if you want to come on live. All right. Well, I see we got some callers. Yes, press that one key and you'll be right on. Yes, yes, all right. Okay, here we go. Let's take some calls. Okay, enough of that. Come on, callers, be serious. Call in for real, okay? We can talk about anything you want to talk about, all right? All righty. Yeah, once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press the one key. It's all live. All right. Yeah, that was Dickie Hopper. Strikes again. All right. Do we have any serious callers? All righty, well. Okay, let's try this again.
Simon,
okay, let's bring Doug on. He's called in. Okay. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how do you know this?
Huh?
How do you know this is Doug?
Say what, Doug? Ain't that you, Doug?
This can.
Well, hey, how you been? What you been up to? Hello?
Hello, is this Ken?
Yeah, this is me.
Can you hear me okay or what?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's like a long delay or something, man.
Is it really? It's not coming through here that way.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're feeling okay and with all the stuff you're going through, and, you know, you seem like you're in pretty good spirits for going through stuff like that. You got more balls than
yeah,
I ever fucking
you know,
had.
I can't let things get me down.
That's right.
You know, I gotta stay in good spirits.
Yep. See, you're still helping me out even now. It's crazy.
If I can help people, that's all I ask for, I guess. You know, God puts in my heart to help folks.
Well, yeah, you got more balls than anybody I know. You're going through that and you're just still having a show, you know? That's pretty
well,
tough.
Well, you know, I didn't for a while. I was off the air for quite a long time.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm back.
Yep, it's awesome. You give a lot of people a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Energy or, you know, you keep fighting, so you help me keep fighting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure what that word is. Huh?
Okay.
Connection upstairs bad. It's up on Kilimanjaro.
You still on top of the mountain?
Oh, yeah. I'm never leaving until I die. This is where I'm going to die, up here.
Oh, wow. We got a bunch of callers, Doug. I mean, look at you getting callers. Let's see. Let's bring one on.
It's your show, my friend.
Hello.
111, you're on here.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Pants Shitter, and I just wanted to call and see how you're doing. You sounded like you're doing pretty good.
Well, thank you, Pants Shitter. You're a first-time caller.
Yes, yes, I am. So... I don't know how you usually take these calls and how these usually go, but I figured maybe we can just maybe just shoot the breeze a little bit.
Sure. Anything in particular on your mind?
Yeah, you mentioned that you had bladder cancer. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I went and I had a scope, and that's how I found out that I had the cancer. And, well, they did surgery on me May 9th, and they took most of it out, but they couldn't get it all out at one time. So I have to go back in, like a surgery. And they're going to do some laser on the rest of it and see if they can get the rest of it out. If not, if they can't get it out, okay, August 4th, then they're going to reschedule me for a little bit more serious of a surgery. And they're going to have to go in and cut me open.
Ken, drop this guy off.
For major repair.
Ken, he's fake jerking off. Drop him off.
I don't know what this guy's talking about.
This ain't
about.
Even funny, man. You got some serious issues, man. These guys are like pranking the fuck out of you. They ain't even funny, man.
Oh, well.
Who's this guy? All right, is this
shut
guy talking?
Up. Whatever. All right, cut me off then. Whatever. This is some bullshit.
Yeah,
this
you're
is
full
serious,
of shit.
Man.
Go suck a dick. You sound
buddy.
Like you suck dick. I'm sure you do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, really? I would steamroll over you so fast.
Oh, I'm
your
sure you'd love to, fag.
Pop out, bitch. My
yeah,
eyeballs
keep
popping
bitch,
out?
Faggot.
I didn't think so. Asshole.
You're such a faggot.
Hey, I hope you get cancer, motherfucker, and you die from it. How you like that?
No.
Ooh, you
that,
think it's
ooh,
funny?
That's not nice to say. Thank you. That's not nice
Ken,
to say.
They're making fun of
no,
you
not
like
nice
that.
At all. You can't think about the guy
oh,
with on the phone
nice
that has cancer,
say.
Huh? Fuck that guy,
okay,
all right?
Goodbye. See ya. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's no need to There's no need to get hostile with people. If want to prank, if they think they're pranking, well, they can do that, you know.
Well, the guy's full of shit, so. I don't know what he's talking about. He's full of shit, and he's starting shit, so. I think he's drunk. Is that guy still on the phone? Is he hammered, or is he just too hammered out to
no,
talk?
No, he's dropped. Call a dog dropped.
Oh, he dropped? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
dropped.
Now that we can go back to our conversation, how did you find out about having bladder cancer?
Well, I had a cystoscopy, which is, you know, they go in with a scope and they look inside, and that's how they found out that I had it.
Did you have any, like, symptoms prior to this? Like, was it, like, peeing battery acid?
No, I didn't have any symptoms or nothing. They did an ultrasound. They did an ultrasound and a CAT scan, and they thought they saw a mass in the imagery, okay, and that's how they found out they had to go in with a scope and actually look and see, okay, what's going on. And, you know, plus I had some blood tests being done and all kinds of things, and things weren't looking good, so that's why they that's how they found out I had cancer.
So these scopes you're talking about, like, how do they go about scoping you? Do they shove it up certain places? Like, how does that go?
Well, yeah, it's just like, you know, like they do a colonoscopy, they go through the rectum. Well, they had a cystoscopy, which goes through the penis, okay, and they look and see.
Oh, God. What's that like after you have that procedure done? Is it, like, painful?
No, actually, it was just a little uncomfortable. It wasn't painful. But, I mean, I had a little bit of pain after the surgery, the first surgery. And I had bleeding because, you know, they did a lot of...
Oh, God.
Yeah, so they were in there for a while.
Jeez. Wow. Well, that's pretty much all I got. If you got other callers, I'll just silence myself, and you can go ahead and talk to them, I guess.
All right. Well, God bless you, Vanter.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling in. You're always welcome to call. All right. Any other callers? If you're out there and you want to call in, it's 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. God bless you, Bunny Ranch. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama. Give a shout out to Matt Mark, Johnny Longbrother, Ashley, Gavin Moorhead, Casso, Pat Hitter, Papa Squat, Tommy Monahan, all you guys in Discord. Okay, God bless y'all.
Oh, quick question.
Yeah.
Who made that last song that you played, by the way?
Oh, I really don't know. It was a compilation of a mix that was given to me by Beanie Lovell.
Oh. Wow. Is there any way you could share that with some people on your Discord, by chance?
I don't know if I could. Oh. I don't know how to put music on Discord.
I will have to reach out to that gentleman myself.
Okay. Well, you got any ideas on how to do it?
Not that I can think of at the moment. But give me some time. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless.
Huh?
God bless.
Thank you. All righty. Oh, let's bring in on 814 again, which is my brother Doug. Hey,
oh, God, this guy.
Hello, Pastor Ken. How are you feeling tonight, my friend?
I'm better tonight.
Yeah, I've been listening. Okay. No, I'm glad. Hey, if you're going through cancer like my mother did and you feel good, I'm glad for you, my friend. And I pray that you will beat it. And that's all there is to that.
Amen.
I don't know who this other fool is you got on your show here. Whatever.
Are you talking to you, faggot?
I'm not a faggot. Come on.
Keep talking like you are one.
Well, you're on a show with a pastor and a friend that are, you know.
So I'm talking to you.
What do you got
to
say?
You want to start it, fucker. So talk. Talk shit.
What do you got to say, my friend? I will talk many things to you. What do you like to hear, my friend? Are you going to tell me how bad I am or how bad you are? Or how bad she is, or how bad they are, huh? Do you like the gas price? What are you going to tell me, my friend? You like eating roast beef when it's $42 a pound?
You brought me
you
up,
like
asshole.
You like T-bones at $18.75.
You
get
beaters
down at the cross.
So don't bring me in your conversation.
My friend. Please tell me, my friend. Thank you.
Don't bring me in your conversation, asshole. I didn't interrupt you when you had your conversation with Ken.
Ken is my friend. He's helped me out. I don't give a fuck what any of you fucking clown ass troll bitch fuck faces say. He helped me with my life, motherfucker.
Sounds like you got a lot of work
ahead.
Okay,
watch the language now, Doug.
And help him. So you are just a pimple on my ass, you little bitch.
Well, so it still makes you a faggot.
Block number, you little faggot.
Okay. All right, asshole. Keep thinking that. What else do you have to say? I'm enjoying this. Keep talk more shit. That's it? That's all you got? Go fucking figure. Fucking trailer trash. Come on, talk shit. You're such a big bad guy. Oh. Did he run away again?
You don't tell me when to talk, punk ass.
I just did. I told you to talk like 20 seconds ago, and you just did. So I'm right. You're my bitch. That's why. Yeah. Stay silent. That's cool, too. Probably because you're still drinking.
Yeah.
Drunk.
The bitch fucking comment was good.
It was good. You're my bitch.
I'm pretty sure you
take
don't
another
want
shot.
Me
take another shot
bitch.
Now. Come on, take
okay.
another shot. I know you're drinking. You got to be hitting that bottle. Take another shot. Let's go.
What
come on.
Bottle's that? I don't hit no
yeah,
bottles.
That?
No,
I don't
now
know.
You're starting
which
to piss me
you,
off.
You have me.
Chump. Can I call you Chump? Because that's what you are. I don't need no
you're
bottle.
You're a faggot. You can call me whatever you want. You're just a cocksucker.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
you guys got it down to a science. I'll give you that. You got it down to a science where you make a person feel like below even what they are.
Well,
but
that's
in reality,
you are below,
when you
yeah,
would come
right.
down
you are,
and face
below
to face
me.
With me, you
drunk,
would be beaten
trap.
So down,
me.
So bloody, and so...
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Internet tough guy. Come on. Internet tough guy routine. Let's go.
Never get up for like 100 years, bitch. 100
okay.
years, bitch. You ain't getting up. Do you know big words?
I know a lot of them.
Yeah, one of them's probably your name, like Leibowitz or some shit like that. So go fuck
Hebelitz, Hebelitz, I like. I'm taking that. I'm gonna take that name. I will be a Jew, and I will go by Hebelitz. That's great. Thank you for coming up with something that's actually funny. Because the rest of everything else that you just shit out of your mouth kind of was weak. Because you're my bitch, and you are weak.
Bang! But I gave you your nickname.
I'll take it. I like Hebelitz. It's a good name. I am a Jew now. I'll take that.
Well,
what else you
hey,
got
Kevin Moorhead, why don't you call in? 657-383-1487. It would be good to hear from you.
How
about
you two, someone
Papa
else from this asshole?
Call in.
So, Ken, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. I'm going to have another show this Saturday. I'm going to go back to my 3 shows a week.
Yeah. I give you 100% props, man. You ain't gonna stop because you believe in me. And God's gonna fucking show you the way to heaven. Amen.
This guy's breaking up. His phone sucks. It's like, what do you got, T-Mobile? You're up in the mountains? Have no connection in the trailer park?
Okay.
Well, I think he left again.
Hey, man, you're my friend. You helped me a lot. And I wish the best for you, man. Amen. I'm praying for you. Good night. See you later.
Bye, asshole. Suck a bag of dicks.
Oh, Doug dropped.
Oh.
I don't know what happened
okay.
to Doug.
He ran away again. He can't handle it. Do you have any callers, or is it just us?
Right now, I just got you.
Well, I'm honored. Well, I think I'm going to go, too. I that's really all I really had to say, and it was fun being on your show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you came on. Please call
in
again.
Be calling back at, yep, I will be calling back in the future.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless.
Good hearing from you. All righty, folks. Okay, if you want to call in, okay, call 657-83-1487 and press the 1 key. Amen.
When I ask, y'all gives me strength to rise again. When I'm weary from the struggle of it all, so I listen, how I listen for his call. Heaven sounds sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'm gonna leave this world behind. Heaven sounding sweeter all the time. But I know we have that blessed hope Yahshua gave. For Yahweh will wipe all the tears from our eyes. When we meet him in that home he made for you and I, heaven sounded sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'm gonna leave this world behind. Heaven sounded sweeter all the time. Heaven sounded sweeter.
All right, I hope hope you enjoy his heaven sound and sweet. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, step into the holy, holy, holy of my presence. And my presence is full of joy. In my presence is liberty beyond your reckoning. In my presence, I will cast away hate and every impediment that has hindered you in any way. Give glory to my name, and my name will release glory into your life. Your love is the lifeline and the umbilical that connects you to my love. I in you and you in me, and through the lines of what I take up and live off are blurred, and we become one. This is the experience of my amazing, says the Father. I delight to amaze and astound you. Excuse me. I delight to lift you up above the fray and give you peace. I delight to give you joy unspeakable, full of my glory. This day I have decorated you and beautified your life with salvation. I call you my beloved. This is who you really, really are. You are not an earthbound creature of limitation. You are my beloved child, and I delight to magnify the fullness of my name in you. Amen. And this goes out to those in it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, I guess I'm going to call it a night. My phone is beeping. I don't know why my phone can't do a whole show. It just keeps beeping and beeping and beeping. It looks like I'm going to have to shorten my shows about to an hour. Okay, that's all my phone can usually handle. So I'm going to say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in tonight. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, blessed night. And until Saturday, see you then. God bless.